Once again, thank you for having us into your home or your car or your place of business, wherever it might be. Mike and Kim along with you for the Good Stuff radio program. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit right here in Cherry County. Now, the winters can be kind of long, but we know how to make the best of them. The backyard is a perfect destination for your next hunting, ice fishing, sightseeing getaway. Yes, all of that. You can shop our quaint downtown shops, warm up with a cup of hot brew at a local coffee shop, or maybe meet new friends at the local brewery. Also, a stop at the winery for a tasting of some award-winning wines. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Indeed. And, you know, ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. But then came Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more right here with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Stay connected and stay informed. Visit tsln.com.
Today on The Good Stuff, The Lucky Man from Chris Isaacs. The old cowboy's face was weathered and cracked and as brown as the skirts of his old Hamley cack. His hands were all knurled and twisted and bent because the brush had been thick in the places he'd went. His old Stetson was stained from the hat band both ways, and his old Olathe boots had seen better days. His blanchards were shiny from the good honest use, and his old bottom lip held some good Hagen snooze. He said that he'd been housebroke for quite a long time, and with civilized folks he got on right fine. With them uptown folks, he was now quite a hit. He knew when not to swear and where not to spit. Said he'd slowed down a lot from the days of his youth. He had mellowed a bit and was plumb full of couth. He was honest and plain as the old block of salt, and with long hard days he still found no fault. To watch him work was a rare thing of beauty. He gave good, honest value, never shirked in his duty. Horseback or afoot, he'd get the job done. In truth, he was a working son of a gun. The young man from the city watched him in awe. He could not understand all the things that he saw. The old man was up every morning, long before dawn, and he never slowed down till the daylight was gone. He had watched the old cowboy for several days, mystified by long hours and strange cowboy ways. He thought, this old man shouldn't be working for hire. Surely he's old enough, he ought to retire. He approached the old man and said, Sir, I must say, for a man of your age, you work too hard these days. You should give up this line and go have some fun. Go lie on the beach and soak up some sun. That's the reason I sweat in that office all day. For the 2 weeks each year I come out and play. You work all your life just to have a reward, the chance to enjoy life. Why, we all work so hard. The cowboy looked at the young man from the city, and he smiled to himself as he thought, what a pity. He said, young man, sit down. Let's you and me talk. You're wanting to run when you ain't learned to walk. You say you work all year just for 2 weeks of fun. If that there's the truth, let me say to you, son, that the good Lord above said man should have joy, and I think he meant for more than just 2 weeks, my boy. Living life in the fast lane just ain't my style. I try to savor each day, slow down, take a while. Take each day as it comes. Don't get in a hurry. Enjoy all the small things. Don't take time to worry. Each day is a new hand, so play the cards that you're dealt. If it rains on you, okay, you ain't gonna melt. It takes rain to make grass grow, same as the sun, and you'll see more at a slow lope than you do at a run. The young man was perplexed. He just couldn't see how the old waddy could preach such a philosophy. Sir, I worked hard all year and saved lots of money to spend a few days and see how this ranch was run. It's worth every penny that I've spent on this trip, and when I go home, I'm going to leave a large tip. So, when you get the money, take my advice. Spend some on yourself. Go and buy something nice. The old man said, Son, it's plain you don't see. Only a few working men are as lucky as me. You paid good hard money to play on this spread. Then you got to go back to a job that you dread. Well, they pay me top wages to do every day what you pay good money to come and call play. Why, hell, son, it'd be foolish for me to retire. What I love best in the world is what I do for hire. From Chris Isaacs today.
And that's The Good Stuff.